The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You will have seen the headlines today. You won't have been shocked by them, of course. The Children's Hospital is going to cost more than we thought, and it's going to take longer than we thought to open. No patients until 2026, because they don't want to move patients from one hospital to another over the winter months. This is apparently international best practice. Patrick Tobin is the leader of AIM2, and he thinks that Simon Harris, who signed the contract, of course, for the National Children's Hospital, should resign or be fired. Patrick, why?
Well, first of all, I suppose Leo Varadkar promised at one stage that this children's hospital will be built by 2020 at a cost of €700 million. And now we're edging into 2026, possibly 2027 before it will accept patients. And the cost is now potentially hitting €2.5 billion. So here we know that Simon Harris signed the contract. The contract was delivered without the necessary specificity. So in other words, it was very vague. There's lots of gaps in it. It has led to about 26,000 changes happening in the National Children's Hospital over the last number of years. In the last year, practically every ceiling of the Children's Hospital had to have the lights, the smoke alarms, the water sprinklers changed in it because the specificity wasn't correct within the contract. And as a result, we're seeing the prices and the cost balloon over time. There's a real cost to this in terms of, you know, the other health projects that won't get started in time, that won't get delivered as a result of the waste that's happening here. And we have to draw a line under this culture of waste. We have to be able to make sure that somebody is held to account over this waste. And I believe Simon Harris is the individual who signed the contract and he needs to go.
Yeah, he signed the contract, but you know as well as I do, he didn't draft those contracts. I mean, it's Simon Harris's legal advisors or legal officials in the department. They're the ones with questions to answer, aren't they?
But if you look at the PwC report on this, like, it's incredible reading. It's just like mind-blowing stuff. So the government actually gave the go-ahead for the underground element to start before the design of the overground element of this project was actually ever complete. And the government put in charge a board that simply didn't have the management capacity to handle this particular project. I'm aware of one particular room in the National Children's Hospital that had its design changed 120 times. There's absolutely no way this level of incompetence would be acceptable in the private sector.
Oh yeah, but absolutely. And I think lots of people will agree with that description, incompetence, that word. But they might suggest it's not Simon Harris's incompetence. Like Simon Harris didn't sit there one day kind of around the cabinet and say, you know what, let's start the underground works. Let's just go ahead and do it. I, with my engineer's hat on, think we can just plough ahead with that and then we'll work on the design later.
Here's the thing, right? So I've received anonymously the bill of quantity for the National Maternity Hospital, which is the new project that the government is about to commence on. And that bill of quantities has the same lack of detail and design specification as the National Children's Hospital. Now, the Taoiseach in the Dáil said, sure, a minister can't be responsible for the fact that a bill of quantities is not correct. But the minister has a responsibility to make sure that there is due diligence done on every single aspect of a project before it proceeds. That is what he's getting really well paid to do. And if he doesn't fulfill that, so we're guaranteed then to have these projects overrun go over cost. And there's, there's so many projects, Kieran, that are grinding to a halt across the country. And the lack of delivery of these projects are having significant and damage in relation to people's lives. And either a person is paid to be responsible. The Taoiseach states himself that the book stops with him. So if the book stops with him, well, then he should accept responsibility. And in this case, he should do what anybody else in the private sector would have to do, and he should resign. And if he's not willing to do that, the Taoiseach should actually fire.
Are you not kind of granting effective immunity to the people who really are responsible for this cock-up, though? By placing all of the burden onto Simon Harris's shoulders.
But Kieran, this
they'll be to listen to this, they'll think, great, let him fall on the sword, we're grand, even though we owe the contract.
First of all, right, immunity unfortunately starts at the top. So I would ask you, has anybody lost their job in terms of the National Children's Hospital? Has anybody been moved sideways? Has anybody actually had a pay cut in terms of the damage done? And we are talking about significant damage, not just to the financial health of this country, but also to the children who are waiting for the services to be delivered there. nobody has been held or made responsible in relation to this. So, you know, if Simon Harris wants to point to the fact that he has changed the culture within the senior levels of the civil service, that he has actually enforced accountability and he has removed people who didn't do their job, well, then I would say, well, okay, wait, he seems to be doing his work here and we wait to see how it goes. But that hasn't happened at all and it won't happen because we have a political class that is completely dependent upon senior civil servants in relation to decisions being made who don't have the moral compass themselves or the technical know-how themselves to be able to make decisions. And yet they're expected to get top dollar and pay in relation to doing their job. Mm. If they're not doing their job, they shouldn't be paid to do the job. Otherwise, we're going to wake up again and again to more examples of this. And I would just ask people if they are sick and tired of what's happening in terms of the absolute waste that's happening in this country, that we start to, you know, punish those individuals at the heart of this waste through the ballot box and ensure that if they won't fall on their own swords in terms of having the common decency to accept their failures and resign, that we actually enforce that at the ballot box.
Padraig Tobin, leader of AIN2. Padraig, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.